Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. Get ready, tackle the world in your own special way. We're here to talk politics, but don't you fret. Gonna keep it fun and light, no room for regret.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Washington Watch. Before we dive into today's political headlines, I want to take a quick moment to thank our amazing listeners. You're the reason we can keep bringing you these daily updates on what's happening in D.C. The truth is, independent journalism like ours doesn't run on magic. It takes resources, research, and a whole lot of coffee. If you find value in what we do and want to see Washington Watch continue delivering the political news you crave, consider making a donation. Even a small contribution goes a long way in keeping us on the air.
Welcome to Washington Watch. Today, we delve into some legal waters with news regarding a prominent figure associated with previous political administration, once again challenging the Supreme Court. For those keen observers of the national legal landscape, you're likely familiar with the name Peter Navarro. Mr. Navarro's legal battles have become somewhat of a spectacle, a reluctant optic drawn to the judicial system's handling of persistent defiance. For those less acquainted, Peter Navarro notably served under previous leadership and has thrice so far demanded relief from the Supreme Court, all attempts centered around his conviction for contempt of Congress. This stems from his explicit contravention of two congressional subpoenas, which required his testimony and documents. Why all the resistance? He's been trying to evade testimony to the January 6th House Select Committee, a move seen as an attempt to protect previous high-configured figures from potentially incriminating evidence. The whole spectacle saw him convicted swiftly by the jury, a lunchtime verdict that was unequivocally clear. His penalty? A 4-month prison stint and a considerable monetary fine. But despite swift appeals to the D.C. Circuit Court, all rejected, he's continued to seek refuge from the Supreme Court, all efforts ultimately in vain. So, what would constitute grounds for release from prison pending appeal? Normally, one must convince the appellate court of a high likelihood of success due to an obvious judicial error in the trial court. However, this clearly isn't the case with Navarro, who's found no success, thus no punitive reprieve. Curiously, though, Steve Bannon, another figure tied to previous administration and also convicted of identical contempt charges, managed to avoid prison pending appeal. So, what's the catch? Quite simply, it boils down to judicial appointments, differing, influential realities shaping the fate of Mr. Navarro and Mr. Bannon. While Navarro was tried under the fair and impartial lens of Judge Ma, Steve Bannon found himself before a Trump-appointed Judge Nichols, leading to his deferential treatment. Yet this unequal justice begets a sobering question. Is there recourse against such disparities, given judges enjoy lifetime positions on the bench? Evidently, the prosecution can oppose requests for release pending an appeal. However, the ability to contest such a decision might not necessarily be within the reach of the prosecution. While a judge can technically be impeached for misconduct, this is not often on Congress's agenda, despite some more flagrant instances of such behavior. Individual citizens can file a complaint against a judge for alleged misconduct. Though this might not bring immediate rectification, it unquestionably cultivates an environment that encourages accountability. But at the end of the day, the reality that lingers is that our justice system is ridden with complexities and inconsistencies, undeniably impacted by politics and appointment privileges. That's all for today's legal deep dive on Washington Watch. As we continue to unpack these complexities, let's hope for a more equal, just future in American politics. Stay woke.
All right, folks. That's all the political news we have for today on Washington Watch. But before you go, there's one more favor we'd ask. If you're a regular listener and enjoy the show, consider leaving us a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews help us reach new listeners and build a strong community around Washington Watch. So, take a second after this episode and head over to your app. Let us know what you think. We appreciate your feedback and support. And that's it for today. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow on Washington Watch. Ooh.
dive deep into the issues with no filter in sight, from left to right, or put it all in plain sight. But remember, my friend,